Let's be'ezus Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is Le'ili Nishmas Avimoyer Rav David Tziben Rav Yosef, as well as Rechaim Tziben Avraham. Today's daf is daf Mem Tes. We're going to pick it up from the bottom of Mechesem and Beis. Amar Yehuda Marav says the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Marav Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon. This that we learned earlier in the Mishnah, where you have three courtyards, open one to the other. The outer guys made an Erev with the middle guy, but the outer guys did not make an Erev with each other. So the halacha, Rabbi Shimon taught us in the Mishnah, that the outer guys are allowed to carry with the inner guy, but the outer guys are not allowed to carry with each other. That's Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon. So Rav, that's only the words of Rabbi Shimon. Aval Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim disagree. Rishus Achas Mishameshes L'shtei Rishuyos. The outer guys are allowed to carry in the inner Chotzer. Aval Lo Shtei Rishuyos Mishameshes L'Rishus Achas. The outer guys are allowed to carry in the inside one. However, even if the outer guys put their Eruv in the inner Chatzer, so they're all partners in the inner Chatzer, but the inner guy is not allowed to use either Chatzer of the outer Chatzeros. Unbelievable. So according to Rav, both Rabbi Shimon and Chacham agree that the outer Chatzeros could use the inner one. They're just arguing whether or not the inner one could use the outer one. Rabbi Shimon says the inner guys can use the outer one, and the Chachamim say no, they cannot. Why? And the reason is, since the two outer ones did not make an Eruv with one another, so the two outer ones are considered to be two separate Rishuyos. And since the middle guy made an Eruv with two different Rishuyos, so he can't have residence in two separate locations. You got to choose your residence. And he's having residence with two different people. And therefore, we consider him, he's in one, he's in both. We consider him as not dwelling in both chatzeros, because a piece of him is in that one and a piece of him is in that one. So he can't go to either one. So says Rashi. Says the Gemara, Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel, when I said this halacha over in front of Shmuel, Shmuel disagreed. Rav Yehuda said this over to Shmuel, and Shmuel disagreed. Amar Li, Shmuel said to me, Afzu de Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel held. Even Rabbi Shimon, who's lenient and allows the outer ones to use the inner one, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that the inner one is not allowed to use the outer one. Aval Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Shlashtan Asuros. Chachamim say, both, even the outer ones can't use the inner one in such a case. So we now have a machlokas Rav against Shmuel about what the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim is. Let's review one more time. Rav said that Shmuel holds the outer guys can use the inner one, but the inner one can't use the again. Rav said that Rabbi Shimon holds that the outer guys can use the inner one, and the inner one can use the outer one. And Chachamim disagree and say the outer guys can use the inner one, but the inner one cannot use the outer one. That's Rav's version of the Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Chachamim. Shmuel holds, even Rabbi Shimon holds, that the inner guy can't use the outer one. And Rav is more machmir and holds that nobody can use anybody's. So Rav and Shmuel argue on two things. They argue on what's Rabbi Shimon's shita, and they also argue on Chacham's shita. Now the Gemara is going to try and bring a proof to Shmuel's version of that machlokas. Tanya kavasei de Rav Yehuda liba de Shmuel. We learned a brisa in support of Rav Yehuda liba de Shmuel, that the second version of Rav Yehuda, Shmuel's version. What's the brisa in support? This is talking about three people that fell asleep Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. And the two outer guys are 8 amos away from each other. And there's an inner guy. So we learned the halacha that the two outer guys are allowed to use the inner guy. And the inner guy is allowed to use with the outer guy. But the outer guys can't use with each other. That's what we learned. Amar Rabbi Shimon Lamaha Davardoma. What's this comparable to? L'shalosh chatzeiros ha-psucha zu-zu. P'suchas l'rishas ha-rabim. If the outer guys made an Erev with the middle chatzer, mitoch besa v'ocheles, so the outer guy vizu mevia mitoch besa v'ocheles, both outer guys bring food into the middle guy's chatzer and they can eat it there. Zo machzeres mosara. Not only that, each guy, the outer guy, is allowed to take the food back from the inner one back to the outer one. Oh, so you see, they're allowed to carry both directions. Aval chachamim omrim shloshtan asuros. But the chachamim say, all three are usur to carry one with the other. So it's clear from this brisa, Rabbi Shimon allows the outer guys to carry to the inner one, but he does not allow the inner one to carry in the outer chatzer. Because he says clearly that the outer guys could bring their food to the inner one, but he never says that the inside guy could bring it to the outer guy. And this is exactly like what Shmuel said. Va'az de Shmuel atameh. And the Gemara says that Shmuel, by these two cases, by the case of the three chatzers and by the case of the three guys who fell asleep, Erev Shabbos, he's going like his reasoning elsewhere. V'az Shmuel tameh, to Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel said elsewhere, chatzer shebein shnei mevoos. If you have a chatzer that's in between two mavois, and the people who dwell in this chatzer on the weekdays, they frequently travel in both of the outer mavois. Irva im shnehem. So if this chatzer makes an erev with both of them, asura im shnehem. If the inner guy made an erev with both of the outer guys, it's usur for the people of the inner chatzer to carry in either one. Why? Because again, now they're making themselves residents of two different mavois. You can't be in two places at the same time. This is like Rabbi Shimon, who said that the middle guy is usher to go to both outer guys, because you now become a resident. You can't be in two places at the same time, so you end up being nowhere. And so this is Shmuel Lishitaso by the other two cases. Says the Gemara, Lo irva im shnehem. If the middle chatzer did not make an erev with either of them, oseres al shnehem, then not only is the middle guy usher to anyone who lives in the middle one, usher to carry into the outer mavois, but actually the middle guy, since these people always use the mavoi during the week, since they didn't make an erev with either mavoi, so they forbid now any members of that mavui from carrying into the mavui. Because they usually walk there, so they're considered to be users of that mavui, and they have to be joining an Erev. And if they don't join in an Erev, nobody can carry, none of the side chatzers can carry into the side mavui. Haisa be'echad regila ve'echad ein regila. Let's say the members of the inside chatzer, for whatever reason, they only would use the mavoi on the right, But during the week, they never use the mavoy on the left. So then, zeshirigi lebo aser, the ones where they usually go, if they don't make an erev with them, they forbid the users of that mavoy. But vizeshirigi lebo mutter, but the mavoy that they never use, so they never use it during the week, so the fact that they don't make an erev with them doesn't make a difference. So the members of that chatzah, the members of that mavoy are allowed to use that mavoy. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, irva im she'ena regila bo. Let's say the members of the inside chatzer made an erev with the mavoy that they're not used to walking into. Hutar regila la'atzmo. That permits the members of the mavoy that they usually do, the inner guys do usually go, that permits them to carry by themselves in that mavoy. Because the fact that the inner chatzer made an erev with the mavoy on the left, even though that was the mavoy that they don't usually use, that allows the people of the mavoy on the right to, hey, listen, you're now saying that for this Shabbos, you're belonging with the other guys. If you're belonging with the other guys, you don't belong with us, so you don't forbid us from using our own mavoy. The Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel im irev ragila atzmo. If the members of the mavoy that the inner chatzer usually did use, they make their own eruv, but they don't include the people of the chatzer. Vizeh she'ena regila bo lo irev, and the people who live in the other mavoy, where the members of the chatzer do not usually go, they don't make an erev at all. V'hi atzma lo erev, and the middle guy did not make an erev with either of them. Dochin osa etzel she'ena regila bo. So the members of the mavoy that they do usually frequent are allowed to push the middle guy to be with the other one. Since all of them didn't make any eruvs, so therefore, the members of the inside chatzer do not mess things up for the ragil chatzer. But the members of the chatzer are not allowed to go into that area on Shabbos. They could say, listen, you want to go to the Rosh Hashanah, you use the other way. Go the other way. Because they made their own Erev. Ukigon zeh, kofen al midas stom. This is an example of where the Chachamim said, we're going to be kofen al midas sedom. Don't walk through our mavoy and ruin our Erev. Go through the other one and where you didn't make an Erev and don't carry. Fine. I'm going to read the Mashmuel. Read the name of Shmuel. Let's say the members of a chatzer placed bread for Eruvi Chatzeros. Hamakbin al Eruvo. One of them is makbin on the bread that other people shouldn't eat it. You hear that? So here you have a chatzer, they have five houses. So five guys bring bread into one house. But the guy's makbin, I don't want you eating my Eruv. Ein Eruv Eruv. So the whole Eruv is batel. Why? Ma Shemo, Erev Shemo. The Erev is called an Erev. The idea is that you're supposed to all be partners in this bread. So everyone has to be able to eat everything. That's the whole idea of the Erev. That's the opinion of Shmuel. Rabbi Chanina Omer, no. He says this is not a problem. Eruvo Erev. Ela Shenikra Me'anshe Vardina. You know, the people of Vardina were very makbid one on the other, but he says it is a good Erev, but you know, we call you a miser. You know, you're a captain. You're a miser. Amr de Mashmuel, Hacholik es Eruvo Eino Erev. If all the members of the Chatzer put bread, they collect all the bread, but instead of putting it in one kli, they put it in two different kalim. So the Gemara says, Shmuel says, not a good Erev. Because it's called Erev, it's got to all be in one kli. Ask the Gemara, Keman ke Beis Shammai? Is this going like Beis Shammai? Desanya, Chamishi shegavu se'eruvam v'nesanu b'shnei kelim. Beis Shammai, Omrim ein ze Erev. Beis Hillel, Omrim hari ze Erev. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu temag Beis Hillel. Ad kam lakarim Beis Hillel hasam. The only reason that Beis Hillel said it is a good Erev over there, Ella demalion lamana vayate. You filled it all up with one kli, and there was leftover. Not everything fit in one kli. So you put it in another kli. So Beis Hillel says, you're not showing the division there. You just didn't have enough room in the one kli. That's okay. Aval hecha de palge miflig lo. But even Beis Hillel would agree, if lechatchila you had plenty of room in one kli. You could have put it all in one kli. But you divided it up into two. So according to Shmuel, that's no good, even according to Beis Hillel. Even according to Beis Hillel, that wouldn't be good. Says the Gemara, Vitarte lamali. Why did Shmuel need to teach me two halachas? That a guy who's makbid that others shouldn't eat the Erev is no good? And the din of putting two Erevs in two different kalim is no good? Sounds like it's the same halacha. Says the Gemara, no, it's not the same halacha. Tzrichi, need both. Diashmina hasam, if you only had the case of a guy who's makbid, mishum dekapid. Oh, I'm makbid, you shouldn't eat my Erev. That's why it's a problem. Aval hachayim alo. But here, I have no problem with you. It's just in two kalim. Not the same thing. Viashmina hacha, mishum depalge miflig. Maybe you'll say the fact that I split it up into two kalim, it's not called an Erev. Aval hasam, but over there, since it's all in one kli, aim alo. You might think just the fact that I don't want you to eat my matzah, that doesn't ruin it. Sricha, that's why we need both examples. Now the Gemara is going to ask a contradiction in the words of Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yehuda, Bebei Matzarta Devei Rav Zakai. Umi Amar Shmuel Acholak Esei Ruvo Eino Eruv. Did Shmuel really say that a person who splits his Erev into two kalim, it's not a good Erev? The Ha'amar Shmuel, Bayis Sheminichim Bo Erev, Eino Tzarech Litein Es HaPas. That if, let's say you have five guys living in the chutzah, so four guys bring their food into guy number five, into his house, that guy himself doesn't have to provide any bread. Why? My time, lav mishum de Omar, de came in the manach besala, command the manach hachadami. We assume the guy has other bread in his house. He doesn't have to bring it dafke here. So hachanami came in the manach besala, command the manach hachadami. So sounds like a contradiction. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a contradiction. Omar lay, so Rabbi Yehuda said back to Rabbi Abba, hasam. Over there, the reason why the Baal Bayis doesn't have to put bread there is because he has other bread. It's not because of that. Afal pi she'ein pas. Even if the guy has no bread at all, still it works. Mai taima dekulu hachadire. Because the idea is that all the other people, by putting their bread there, it's as if they live there. But the Baal Bayis, who lives there befayel, he lives there all the time. He doesn't have to put bread to show that he lives there. He lives there because he lives there. That's where he lives all the time. So even if he has no bread in the house at all, it's a good Erev. So it's not because it's in two kalim. So it's not the same thing as two kalim. Amar Shmuel. Erev Mishum Kenyan. Wow. Oh, here we go. Let's get into the guts of the issue. How does an Erev Chatzeros work, right? So everybody in the Chatzer, everybody has a lot of, so they all bring the food into one house. How does that work? So Shmuel says the way it works is, by bringing bread into this house, you are acquiring rights to the house and to the Chatzer. In other words, so they're all considered to be Shutfim, in owning this house and in owning the chatzer. And therefore, everybody can carry because it's one big rishus, because you paid to purchase the chatzer. V'imtomar mipnei ma ein konin b'ma'a. So you'll ask me, so why do we use food? If it's all about acquiring, why don't you use money? Mipnei she'ena mitsuya ba'arvei shabbosos. Erev Shabbos, you know, people are cooking. So people all have, everybody has a little bread around the house, but not everybody has cash. So the rabbis instituted that it should be done with bread because it happens to be bread is available. But really the way it's working is kinyan. Ask the Gemara, Heicha de'irev mi ulekne. But if you happen to use money, sounds like it should work according to this. So answer the Gemara, Gizera Shema Yomru, Ma Iker. No, you have to always use bread, because maybe if we allow you to use money, then people are going to think it's all about the money, and they're not going to allow you to use bread, and you're going to have a week where you don't have money lying around, and you're not going to be able to make the Erev, and things are going to get messed up. People are going to forget Erev. That's what the Rishonim say here. They're going to, if you use money, they're going to forget the whole idea of the Erev, because people are not going to have money lying around. So that's the opinion of Shmuel, that Erev is Mishum Kinyan. Rabba Amar, Rabba disagrees, Erev Mishum Dira. He says Erev is not for the purposes of Kinyan. You're not really buying anything here. There's nothing, no ownership really being transferred. Rather, the way it works is Dira. By placing the bread there, you're all considered to be people who live in the same house. You don't have to own it. You just live there. Because people tend to live in the place where they put their bread. So he's mevatel his own house to this dira. So everyone is all dwelling in the same house. And therefore, they're all out of carry in this house and in the chatzer. Says Gemara, my benayu, what's the difference if you hold that the way an Erev works is through kinyan or through dira? Answer the Gemara, ikiminayu, kli. Do you have to use bread? What about if you just use a vessel? If yoldin zushim kinyan, so then you can make a kinyan even with a kli. However, if you hold that it's about dira, then you need bread. Because a person only dwells where his bread is. And another difference is, upachos mishvei pruta. Let's say you have bread that's worth less than a pruta. If you hold a Zushim Kinyan, you can't use bread that's less than a pruta. Even though a Kinyan Chalipin, you're allowed to use a Kli that's less than a pruta. But that's only by a vessel. But bread has to be worth a pruta. So says the Ritva. So Pachas, if you hold Kinyan, it won't work. But if you hold its Dira, so if as long as you have enough food for two meals, even if it's less than a pruta, so then it's going to be okay. Comes along Tosis, your maskal ika benayu, kelim delamadam mishim kinyan ein ma'ar. Take a look at the bottom Tosis. Delamadam mishim kinyan ein ma'arvin bepachas mishvei pruta. Avagav dika mazan beis seudos. Imtom v'chi ika shava pruta. Lehev eirv avagav deleka mazan beis seudos. Ta'afilu b'kli have eirv. What do you need two sudas for? Tosfos answers, Yishlomer kishim mefarish va'osa derech kinyan lo ba yichazi la'achila v'kon afilu b'kli. If you're saying you're doing it derech kinyan, you don't need anything. You could do it even with a kli. Aval b'stam, but if you use bread, k'moshu gin la'av she'ein mefarshin. We don't stipulate u'medatkin lasas derech kinyan ba'inam she'bo chashivas ochel. It's got to have mazon shtei sudas, it's got to be chashev. So it depends what you say when you're making the Eruv. If you use a kli, then you're right. You don't need mazon based sudas. You just need to shove a pruta. But if you use food, then it's got to be food that's chashev. That's mazon shtei sudas. So says Tosus. Okay. Fine. And the third thing, ve'katan, there's a third nafkamina. So three nafkaminas. Can you use a kli? If you hold it in Shem Kinyan, you're allowed to use a kli. But if you hold it in Shem Dira, no kli. Can you use something worth less than a pruta? If you say it's Kinyan, it can't be less than a pruta. If you say it's living together, if it's bread, it can even be less than a pruta. And the third difference is ve'katan. Let's say a person sends a katan to put the bread. So if it's a kinyan, so then the katan has to mamish make the kinyan for you, and a katan cannot make a kinyan for you. However, if you hold Erev Mishum Dira, then the Erev works. Because through the bread, the Mishaleach, is if he's living in that house, the Katan's not really doing anything, he's just carrying the bread for you. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosus asks against Rashi in the top Tosus of Katan. Tosus asks, we see a lot of places in Shas that you are allowed to send an Erev via Katan. Even Shmuel himself agrees to this. Therefore, Tosus has a different shot in the Gemara. He's talking about a case where you're placing the bread in a house owned by a Katan. If you hold it's Mishum Dira, you're allowed to do this because they could all establish their residence in the house of a Katan. However, if it's Mishum Kinyan, a Katan can't be Makna. A Katan can't sell his house to other people. He doesn't have the ability to sell. So the Tosus learns they're talking about a Katan's house. House that belongs to him.
How does a Katan have ownership in a house to begin with? Is it
Yorish? So that's Tosus' famous Shita. There's a Katsais. The Das Acheres Makna, you could be Makna. Let's say he inherited it, or he could get it by inheritance, or you could have a case called Das Acheres Makna. I could give some, a Katan can make a Kenyan, but he can't be Makna, Midoraisa. So he can make a Kenyan, right? That's why by Lulav, it comes up. You're not allowed to give your Lulav on the first day to a Katan, because there's Din of Lachem. If you give it to the Katan, because the Din is you have to own the Lulav, so you can give it to him, but he can't give it back to you. Because a katan can be kona midoraisa with das acheres makna. I can give to him. He can acquire doraisa, but he can't give it back to you. Dafyomi coincidence. All right. Here we go. Thanks for pointing that out. Okay. So, the Gemara asks against both Shmuel and Rabba. Shmuel said it's working mishum kinyan, and Rabba said it works mishum dira. Ask the Gemara Malabai la Rabba. L'didach kashi l'shmuel kashi. Abai asked Rabbi, I have problems with your opinion, and I have problems with Shmuel's opinion. Hatanya, because learned in the Brayis as follows. Chamisha shegavu es eruvan. Five people who live in the same chatzer, and you collect bread from the eruv from each one of them, and you place all the bread in one of the houses, and now they want to make an Erev with another Chatzar also. So they got to take the Erev that's in their Chatzar and put it in a house in the other Chatzar. When they put their Erev to the other place, Echad Molech Lekulan. One of them can take bread and do it on behalf of everybody else. The question is, how does that work? If it's Mishum Kinyan, who knew the Kakani Vesulo? Only that guy is making a Kinyan. But the other guys don't make any Kinyan. And who knew the Kadair Vesulo? Only he is changing his place of residence, the Dira, and the other ones aren't. The Gemara answers, Amalei, no. Loli Didi Kasha Veloli Shmuel Kasha. I'm not bothered by this Kasha. This Kasha is not a Kasha according to me, and it's not a Kasha Shmuel. Shlichus the Kulu Kavid. This guy is acting on behalf of the group. He's acting on behalf of the consortium. He's being a shliach on behalf of all of us. Amar Rabbi Rav Chamugam Rav Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. By the case of the three chotzers. Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. By the case of the three chotzers, by the case of the chotzers that open to each other, open to the Rishus HaRabim, that the middle one is allowed to use the outer ones, and the outer ones are allowed to use the inner ones, But the two outer ones are not allowed to use one with the other. That's the way we paskin. The name of Rav, right? That was Rav's version. Okay, let's see the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Mi sheba ba derech v'chosh chalo. Someone who's walking Erev Shabbos and all of a sudden the sun sets. V'hayamakir ilan ogad. He looks ahead of him and he sees a tree or a fence 2,000 amas in front of him approximately. V'omar. Shvisasi tachtav. Behold, I want my shoes to be under the tree. Lo amar klum. Doesn't help because under the tree is not a place of 4 amas. It's a lot more. It's got 20 amas to 30 amas, and it's not clear where he wanted to have the shvisa. Doesn't help him. But if he says, shvisasi bikaro, I want my shvisa to be at the base of the tree, so then he is kona shvisa there. Mahalech, mimokum raglevad ikaro alpayim ama, meikaro vad the base of alpayim ama. So then, he's allowed to walk 2,000 amas to the tree, and then past the tree, he can walk 2,000 amas to his house. Nimtza, mahalech, mishachashecha, arbas, alofim ama. V'me'eno makir, if you can't find a tree or a fence, osheinu baki bahalacha, he doesn't know the halachas. V'amar, he says, shvisasi b'mekomi, I want my shvisa to be where I am right now. Zachalo makomo, alpayim ama l'chol ruach. So then, from the place where he has 2,000 amos in every direction. Now, how do you measure 2,000 amos from where you are? Agulos, Divi Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. You're in the middle of a 2,000 amos circle, and you could walk 2,000 amos, a circle, around where you are. V'chachamom mirubos, kitavla mirubas k'yesheniska lezavios. So, the Chachamim say, no, you can make a 2,000 amos box around you, meaning you get the corners. So you go 2,000 amas north, west, south, and east, and then draw a box. So actually, to the corners of the box, you could walk more than 2,000 amas because you're enclosed by a 2,000 amma box. So you could walk to the corners more than 2,000 amas. V'zuhi sha'amru ha'ani ma'ariv baraglov. In such a case, we say that a person doesn't have bread. A poor person, he doesn't have bread, so he can make an Erev just with his words or his feet. Amar Rabbi Meir, ein anu ein lanu ela ani. Only a poor person who doesn't have bread can do this. But a guy who has bread can't just say he's got to put bread in a place. Rabbi Huda omer, echad ani v'echad ashir. Rabbi Huda, this is no. Whether you have bread or don't have bread, you never have to use bread. Lo amrim arim mepas ela lahakel ala ashul yitzi v'arav baraglov. Bread is only to allow you to appoint a shliach to go do it. You don't do it yourself. But if you want to do it yourself, you don't need bread. We saw this quoted earlier. Says the Gemara, my lo amar klum. What does it mean that it's zero? Amar Rav lo amar klum kol ikar. Dafil takto shalim lo masi also. You can't even walk to the tree if you say under the shade of the tree. Ushmol amar lo amar klum. Lebeso, avalitachtav shel ilan matzi ozo, and Shmuel says no, that's not what the Mishnah means. Lo amar klum means you can't walk to the house, but to the tree you could walk, because you are kona shvisa by the tree. Vinase tachtav shel ilan chamar gama. In other words, you don't know where under the tree is your shvisa, so. You only could stay to the closer end of the tree. Balimdod minat safon. If you want to measure the side of the tree that's to the north, which is towards your house, modedin lo minat darom. You're not allowed to count from the north. You got to count from the south side, which means you're not going to get to your house. It's more than 2,000 amos from the south side of the tree to your house, and therefore you can't walk to your house. Balim don minat darom, but if you come to measure from the south, modedin lo minat safon. Maybe you want it to be on the north side, which is All right, so you're not allowed to go backwards even one amma, because maybe you intended to go on the north side. So backwards you can't go even one amma. That's the chiddush of that line. A little bit more. Amma Rabbi, my time of the Rav. What's the logic of Rav who says that mamish you can't go there at all? Mishum delom masayim asrei, because you didn't make a specific place which four amos you want to go to. And Rav holds that you need the place of shvisa to be very, very carefully identified. And a shvisa that's not clearly demarcated is not a shvisa at all. V'kadamre, Amar Rabba, my time at the Rav, Mishum dekosavar, kol she'eno b'zeh ha'chazeh, afi b'vas achas eno. Anything that you can't do one after another, you can't even do at the same time. So here, if you would do one after another, be koveya under the south side or under the north side, so it wouldn't work to do one after another. Right? You can't change your mind. Right? Once you set your makom shvisa, that's your makom shvisa. Therefore, if you try to do in both places, nothing works. Says in my ben, I wasn't even seeing these two reasons. Ikabeinayu, to Omar, if the guy said, liknu li ba'arba amos migoshmona. No, I want to acquire my shvisa in a specific four amos out of those eight amos. But you didn't say which one. So man to Omar, mishim delom misayim asrei, halom misayim asrei. The one who said you didn't choose a specific area, you still didn't choose a specific area, you said either one. But uman de amar mishum kol she'eno b'zeh achazah fi b'vasach ha'seh no. If you say that it's because if you can't do it zeh achazah, you can't even do it at the same time. Here you didn't do both at the same time. Hi, ka'ar ba'amos dami. Here, you are being acquiring only in four amos. Da'hocha ar ba'amos ka'amar. Here you said four amos, and therefore it would work even though you weren't mevarer specifically which place. Okay, gentlemen. Everyone should have a Gemar Chasima Tova, a good Gebench Diyar, a healthy year, a successful year, Baruch Nisu B'Gashmias. B'li Neder, we'll try to learn Motzei Yom Kippur. We'll try to learn Motzei Yom Kippur. We'll give everybody a chance to eat. You know, maybe we'll try to, B'li Neder, try, and I know people deal with the Sukkah. I think we'll try to say, you know, we'll do a quick review. Motzei Yom Kippur will be a quicker review. Maybe like 45 minutes to an hour after Yom Kippur, something like that, give people a chance to eat. Again, yes, no, 45 minutes to an hour after Yom Kippur. Yeah, good kibbench to Yorg, machasim atova, Hashem should hear all our tefillos, makabal our tefillos tova, and give us good health and life, and hatzlacha rabba, b'chol ma'aseh adena baruch nisu b'gashmias.
Amen.